at Gush Katif, deep in Gaza. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go directly to these wonderful patient people who have been holding on the phones. And first up, from Brooklyn, New York, Shlomo, you're on the air.
Shalom to you, Mr. Liddy.
Shalom, shalom, Shlomo.
Shalom to my family as well, and I have some in Gush Katif.
Ah, your family is here.
Yes.
Wonderful. Very good.
It is an honor to speak to you.
Well, thank you, Shlomo. It's a privilege to speak to you. How may I serve you today, sir?
Well, unfortunately, my brother was captured by Al-Qaeda. He was in Israel, and he escaped, and he's here now with me.
Well, that's wonderful.
He suffered some brain damage, and he has a slight speech impediment, and he would love to say hello to you.
Will and I would be delighted to say hello to him. What is his name?
We call him Bob.
All right.
That's his American Israeli name. His real name is Saul. In America, we call him Bob.
Okay, I'll be happy to call him Bob.
Do you like to have third inter touch with your life in Tennessee?
I'm not sure I understood you, Bob.
It's it so that you don't set up by tent of doors and two up on the bay.
Okay, I got. Is it true that I once stood up someplace?
Yeah.
And where was that, Bob, that you were asking me about?
Did you tell you were caught in a tall tower moon? Tall towers?
Bob, I'm having difficulty understanding you. I just want to say congratulations for escaping from Al-Qaeda, and shalom. God love you.